This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick Show. Hey, what's up, Joel? Good morning to you. Joel's here. Super producer Danny G. Spotty's on the videos at Covino and Rich. And good morning to you. If you're on your way to work, if you have the day off, we appreciate you. If you're listening in the future on the podcast, hope you have a great day. Hope you had a nice weekend. An NBA East, Mac McClung, Taporia sort of weekend. Hope you enjoyed your basketball and your UFC. We have lots to talk about, man.
I mean, it is, not to sound cliche, but yesterday was the weirdest Sunday.
Why?
Without football.
Oh. You still got the blues? Like, by the way, I wanted to ask you, how you dealing with this?
I'm good. Well, I'm a Niners fan, if you don't know. Covino and Rich. Rich, I'm a Niners guy. I'm over it now.
You're over
I'm over it.
That's denial, right? That's the stage.
I'm in the stage of denial.
Stage
I'm
of
over
denial.
It. I've seen one too many videos of here's what went wrong, here's how they could have won, here's why they should have won.
Well, you know what? You should be over it, because when you see pictures of all your favorite players in Mexico living it up, because your boy Christian McCaffrey's there, Kittle, Juszczyk,
you
all there.
You were looking at McCaffrey, I was looking at his fiance.
So. I mean, I'm trying to be respectful.
I mean, you were,
but
looking,
when
at,
there
you
doing,
were looking at his thunder abs.
When they're on wave runners and doing the backstroke in, where were they, Cabo? With their beautiful wives and girlfriends. How could you still be upset when they're living it
it's
up? Anyway.
Good, man. Well, listen, later on we're going to talk about what NFL team, because people won't stop talking about football, and I don't blame them. I love it just as much. So, what NFL team should be most excited about next season? Meanwhile, nothing has happened yet.
Yeah, we're still talking about it, guys. And we're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes-Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric, the feeling is all Mercedes, the choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Let's get the phones going, let's get interactive, let's get involved. 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich. Again, happy to be here like always. Day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick, and we're filling in for Colin on Thursday, so busy week for us.
Before we get to sneakers, we're going to talk some NBA, we're going to talk football, like I said. I'm not going to be presidential fun fact guy today, but I saw something that just seems absurd. Tell me if you don't think this is wild.
Let's hear it.
I'm not dropping some Abe Lincoln top hat fact, though I do love those. People love to talk about how President Taft was a fatso, right?
Yes.
Guys got stuck in a bathtub. Everyone's like, 350 pounds, William Taft.
Okay.
That's the story you heard as a kid,
yeah,
right?
The bathtub.
Spot, is that a story we all heard? Like, yeah, he got stuck in a bathtub.
I always assumed he got stuck in a bathtub.
That's so, what everyone said.
So fat. Actually, the word fatso, I think, is making a comeback. He was such a fatso,
yeah,
he got stuck in a bathtub.
I saw that President Madison, on the flip side, President Madison, one of the guys you hear the name most, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Was 5'4", 100 pounds. That's like a pipsqueak. That's a seventh grader. I actually looked it up. I'm like, what's the average size of like a freshman in high school? And they're bigger. So I'm like, picture you in Little League, middle school. That's the size of James
Madison.
He's
too small for Henry Cejudo and Volkanovski.
He wouldn't even be in their division.
No. Yeah, that's like a weenie weight. He's fighting at weenie weight.
Yeah. Man. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Dropping fun facts.
No idea. See, that's what you get from the CNR show, Rich Davis with his fun facts. And now, speaking of presidents, Rich, it is President's Day. Did you get a load? of these new Donald Trump Never Surrender high top sneakers that are all the buzz right now.
I found this hilarious because last week we talked about Jordans and we were talking about this. Our buddy Sebastian Maniscalco, the comedian, he talked about whether or not guys could be too old to wear Jordans.
He believes the cutoff is anything over 40, you sort of look ridiculous a little bit. And we'll explain, we'll get into that. But we have to follow up with the new rage and the new buzz. Going to talk too old for Jordans, but these Donald Trump sneakers, this is not a political discussion. It's President's Day, and everybody's talking about these this weekend. They're sold out everywhere. The Never Surrenders. I don't know if you've seen them. People have lives. Maybe you're watching NBA All-Star Game, UFC. Maybe you were just out
and about. What a lot of people did yesterday.
Maybe you had a lot of
laundry to do. A lot of people yesterday just sat on their ass, and they're
maybe
like, what am I?
Sat on your ass.
What am I supposed to do?
That's fine.
It's Sunday.
Not everybody has the same algorithm, so maybe you missed it. These things look like something from a Halloween costume or something.
They look from the future.
They look ridiculous. And I'm just wondering, all right, if you're buying them, because they're $3.99 a pop, I believe. $3.99. That's not cheap.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You, Steve Covino, have purchased sneakers for more money than that.
Oh, absolutely.
Sneakerheads do.
I like my sneakers, and I also used other companies' wardrobes budgets for lots of my favorite ones. But $3.99. Let's describe these bad boys. I got to pull up a picture.
Danny G, have you seen these? I'm curious if the world has seen these.
Oh, have I seen them? I'm wearing a pair right
now. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, are you buying them for the significance of their Donald Trump collectibles, right? Or future collectibles because you're a sneakerhead or you're a crazy Trumper, meaning like you're a super fan, not a crazy person. Relax, I don't want to offend anybody. Or are you really going to wear these things?
I think if you buy these, this is I'm going to buy them knowing that former President Trump has huge support, and they are going to be worth something. That's
what I
feel like. You know how sometimes you buy a pair of Jordans or Yeezys or something, and you're like, I'm not going to wear them. I'm going to
collectibles.
I may resell them.
Yeah.
If you could get your hands on a pair of, are they called Air Trumpies?
Air Trumpies.
No, they're
Never Surrenders.
Never Surrender
at
high tops.
I think that's what they're called.
They look.
The color is very loud.
They look like, what's that show you watch, The Boys?
Oh, yeah, on Amazon.
On Amazon, who's that evil, like, villain superhero guy?
Oh my Homelander? God.
Homelander? Yeah,
they look like sneakers Homelander would wear.
Homelander would wear.
Right?
He would wear the
That's
Trump
what I
high
mean.
Tops.
They look like something a superhero would wear on his downtime or maybe even with the cape. All right, so check it out. They're gold. And when I say gold, I don't mean like they're.
It's not Lakers matte. It's not matte finish.
They're shiny, like gold.
They
shiny
look like they're
gold.
They look spray painted.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? As I'm watching the highlights on the NFL Network of my 49ers losing in the Super Bowl, they're the same color as the Niners helmet.
Yes, they're gold.
Debo Samuel might buy.
They're high tops.
Man, look how he's looking at them. It's like, are these mine? Of course they're mine.
They're ridiculous. They got a giant T on the tongue, right, for Trump. Around the ankle part, it's a flag, but gold stars, blue for the, you know, red, white, and blue, and a big red stripe. And then on the other side is three red stripes.
I mean, what do we define them as? Are they basketball shoes, leisure? What are they?
That's another great question.
You know, Joel, that's a good one because you would think maybe
Trump does not exercise.
If they were golf shoes, I'd say, all right, I get it. But yeah, these are like basketball high tops.
But dude, could these, we're going to discuss Jordans as well, but could these actually get to a place where people are rocking them? Look, we've seen more ridiculous things in the past year. People were rocking those big Sonic red Ronald McDonald ridiculous mischief shoes, right? People wear Crocs nowadays. People wear ridiculous Yeezys, those new Kanye things. They look like weird future moccasins that people are wearing right now, those pods.
Right. I don't leave out the fact that the Balls thought they were creating a basketball shoe. and tore up the star's foot.
So I don't know.
So what could these do?
Exactly. I don't know if people are really going to wear these for clout chasing reasons. Like, look what I'm wearing. The $399 Trumps. Like, politics aside, because they have like a little bit of a buzz. That's the part of of the game,
you
right?
Just buy them, Covino.
I don't. No way, dude. Because I don't
buy
think.
Them and then give them away as a gift.
I don't think I could pull these off with anything.
I mean, remember your dad when your dad was a younger man? Didn't your dad wear the Air Force Nixons?
Yeah, my dad wore the Nixons. Yeah, I mean, but they weren't as flashy as the Trumps. Again. I'm saying this because it's President's Day. I'm not trying to ruffle any ridges this early in the morning. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with his new sneaker. And there was some jokes as a result, Rich. They were called, have you seen the Biden slide-ins? Yeah, but the Biden slide-ins
Biden
are like,
should sell slippers. Imagine like
they're not even slippers. They're like the old guy. You know the old guy Jeepers you see at Walmart, and they're all black with the three Velcro strips?
Yeah.
Those are the Biden slide-ins?
The Biden slide-ins, but they have a little political lean to them. They've got a red, white, and blue flag on the tongue.
Yesterday, somebody posted the Kamala Chonklas yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. But I'm really wondering if they're going to end up on some super Trumper's mantle because they're pumped about Trump, right? Or are some younger dudes, you know what, because we are seeing a shift too in culture. I'm seeing a shift where a lot of younger people are now, even on Love is Blind, your favorite show, your trash TV on Netflix, Danny G, some of the younger people are admitting like they lean more conservative. So like, are some of these younger people going to be more free to like actually wear these because they're new and because they stand out?
Listen,
and they're not cheap.
Some people like to wear their politics on their sleeve. Other people like to keep it a little more low key. The people that
some
have
people
a
wear
flag
on
their the people that have a flag on their truck are trying to get a hold of these sneakers right now.
Right, but I get it because they lean way conservative. But if you're just a sneakerhead, you might wear these because people are saying, oh, you got those. All right.
You know what it is.
I imagine they're trash quality, though, and that's just my guess.
I think it's important to point out the point you made, Covino. Some people will buy them just because they're expensive.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And that's part of that world, you know, of having things. Like,
I think that's tempting you, Covino. I think that's tempting you.
You know what tempts me? Like the Travis Scotts, like certain ones like that, because they're hard to get and they're expensive, and people who know. And that's what separates you from everybody else wearing
Donald
Jordans
Trump,
and everything else.
He has gold coins and trading cards and now sneakers. Listen, he's throwing it out there. I do wonder, though, and let's
get President's Day to me.
Let's get the phones rolling.
Think he's wearing them?
Oh, he's wearing them right now.
Right now?
I wonder if he's actually tried them on.
I wish he'd call
it. Hell no.
Yes, he's absolutely tried them on.
Look how he's looking at them. This is the first time he saw them.
No, he sleeps in these.
877-99 on Fox. Politics aside, would you want a pair of these just as a collector's item?
Didn't you think it was a joke the first time you saw them, though? I did. I'm like, come on, you can't be serious with these. Who would wear these?
Sold out.
They're the most tacky, gaudy things you've ever seen, and they're sold out.
But then again,
I want to know who's buying them.
That's it to your eyes. I mean,
dude,
some people think
these are ridiculous.
If you're a sneakerhead, I remember when Covino, you bought a pair of the Oreo Yeezys. Some people think those are hideous.
Nah, those are badass.
To you.
Nah, those are cool. And I'll tell you what I paid for those. Just to put it in perspective, 700 beans on GOAT. GOAT is an app for sneakers that are hard. You know what? I'm going to go to the GOAT app right now to see what these are going for, if they're even there. Because if you can't find a sneaker, that's where you go to get them. You got to get them online nowadays. But to me, these are a major. What are those?
Do you wear $700 sneakers? You don't put those on your feet, do you?
Joel, I am by no means a baller. I'm not even a sneakerhead. When we worked at ESPN, this is the truth, we had a wardrobe budget, right?
And Covino wasted it all on a couple pairs of sneakers.
I was just like, you know what? Let me buy all these sneakers that I would never buy with my own money. So that's why I have them. But yeah, you wear them on special occasions, big events. You're not wearing them to the gym. You know, that's how it works for me anyway.
Spot, what do you got there?
It came out of your budget.
Yeah, it came out of the budget.
What do you got there, Spot? Spot has some, like, trainers. What are those?
If you can't get the Never Surrenders.
Yeah.
you can get yourself either a pair of Red Waves or POTUS 45s are available for pre-order.
POTUS 45s? There's
more than one pair.
You know, those aren't as hideous.
GetTrumpSneakers.com.
They have a giant T on it, though. So if you're the type of guy that would never wear a pair of Skechers because they say Skechers and they have that giant S on them, why would you wear this giant Trump logo sneaker unless, of course, you're a crazy Trumper, like you're a super fan, or you're a crazy sneakerhead and you have to have them. Matt Ellis in Minnesota hits us up on social media, by the way. You can hit us up at Covino and Rich, or again, 877-99 on Fox. Danny G and Joel are on standby. He says, yo, if people are willing to wear those miserable hats, then they're going to buy these sneakers.
That is a great point. Listen. Again,
how about the first generation had a little rope? Like the first MAGA hat was like a little sailor hat kind of. Had the little rope across the brim.
If you're rocking a foam,
yeah,
the weakest. What do you call it? With the strap on the back? What,
like a trucker hat?
Yeah.
Snapback.
Like if you have a foam snapback red MAGA hat, you're okay with these sneakers.
Yeah, we're talking again, not statement. We're talking fashion. Hold on. Style.
Not just anyone can wear these. They're for the go-getters who don't know the word quit.
Oh, there's a description?
With a standout finish and the T badge. These kicks are for true patriots.
But, maybe we're so off the mark, though, and they're hot. You
true
know, maybe,
patriot. True patriots? Mac Jones got a pair?
Wrapped with an American flag on the collar.
Bill Belichick's wearing a pair right now.
They shout out to the brave and to the free.
Yo, I can't, we could be wrong, Rich. We see more ridiculous things. That's the thing. These could be the next hottest thing. For all we know, people are talking about them in the streets.
I would wear these.
I don't know. You really would, though?
They're kind of cool looking.
Let me tell you something. Wow. If you remember the old clip on Late Show with David Letterman, he mocked Michael Jordan. Do you remember that old clip that floats around where it's like,
that's where I'm getting at, Rich.
Where,
yeah.
He told Michael Jordan, no one's ever going to wear these. These are hideous.
Thought they were an ugly color.
And Michael Jordan
even
agreed.
But you know what? Our eyes, a lot of people, not kids, but a lot of adults did feel that way. Like, look at these ugly red and white sneakers and red and black sneakers. Who's going to wear those? I don't know. Everybody for the next 50 years, and so on. So the question is, how do you feel about these? Are they even legit? Are they ridiculous? They're sold out. Who's buying them? They're $399. Yes. So somebody's buying them,
right? As you say, though, as the, you like to quote the little tortilla girl?
Yes.
Corn or flour tortilla? Why not both?
The old El Paso tortilla girl.
Why can't
I always
they
say, if you want to know how well your shoe is, have a Shoes for Guns Day.
Everyone wants
to give away some shoes, turn in a gun, you get a free pair of shoes. Let's see if these can stand up to the challenge.
Let's see. I don't know what challenge. I don't even know if these can stand up to any challenge. I don't know the quality of them. I don't know if you bust through them Zion style. I don't know if they're the greatest sneaker ever.
Zion.
I have no idea who's wearing these. Is anyone in the NBA going to try these? I have no idea. I don't even know what kind of shoe they are.
That would be a hell.
I don't even know what shoe Zion wears.
That would be a hell of a statement if someone in the NBA rocked these next week as we return to action after the All-Star break.
Yo, he's wearing the Never Surrenders.
Imagine that. So, hey, your feedback at 877-99 on Fox. We got more. Covino and Rich.
I got these NSs for 200.
In for Dan Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromise and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Always a pleasure to be in for the Dan Patrick Show. Shout out to all the affiliates rocking with us. We appreciate you. If you dig our show, hey, sign up and follow our podcast. Just search Covino and Rich. We even have a bonus podcast called Overpromised on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. But hope you had a nice weekend. Let's have a nice day. We're here for 3 days, the Dan Patrick Hat Trick. And we're talking about these Never Surrender Donald Trump sneakers. We're going to talk about Jordans. Could you ever be too old for them? We're going to explain. But, dude, I looked these up even further because, honestly, when I saw them this weekend, I was like, these can't be real. Who would wear these things?
Did you see them for the first time when I sent them to you or no?
No, I saw it. I mean,
because you guys both reacted like, what?
I'm sort of addicted to social media. I don't know if it's because of the show and it's because of what we have to do for a living.
You're always scrolling.
But I'm always scrolling, so I sort of see everything. I feel like I solved the internet every weekend. Like, I've seen everything. But I didn't know how many, because the headlines are they're sold out everywhere.
If a buddy or your girl sent you something you've already seen, do you ever play along like, oh, that's cool?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you've seen it.
I've
seen it already.
Apparently, there was only 1,000 pairs of these bad boys, but they were some were autographed, so people were freaking out about it.
If you had an autographed pair.
But guess what they're called?
Of Trumpies.
Not only are they the Never Surrender gold sneakers that are sweeping the nation right now, he's calling them super limited sneakers. And you could also get along with these sneakers like a bottle of wine. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see that or no?
Wine and sneakers.
Yeah,
huh?
You get the, you get the bottle of wine called Victory 47? Oh, well, I'm sorry, it's cologne. The Victory 47 perfume alone? And cologne. I was hoping there was a wine. And that's $99 as well.
Wow.
So again, it's President's Day. Happy President's Day. I hope you're enjoying your day off, or maybe the kiddies are off. I don't know. Either way, thanks for hanging.
If you're not off, don't blame us. Blame your boss.
Yeah, blame your bosses. This is not a political discussion. It's about sneakers, and I'm only saying that, Rich, because some people don't know us, right?
Well, no, yeah, and some people don't know us, and you know, anytime someone says the name Trump or Biden,
right.
People get their panties get all
their butt gets all tight, and that's not what we're trying to do. We're talking about the actual look of these sneakers. They're hideous. They're hideous, but
well, or are they?
Because exactly.
There's a lot of things in our life that we thought looked hideous. I remember when I was a kid. I grew up in the '90s. When I got a pair of Z Cavaricis, I remember my mother buying me one pair for Christmas. And she's like, I'll get them, Richie, but they are hideous. They're poofy black pants with a little white tag, if that's what you want.
How about some of the...
Looking back, I mean, were they really good looking?
Those some of the poofy ones actually like spread out and buttoned by the crotch. You remember? Like they would spread, open up and spread out.
I mean, there's been a lot of style trends that... aren't necessarily
you're right.
good looking.
Think we were wearing genie pants at one,
I mean, think
one,
of,
one point.
Think of some of the stuff your wife wears or girls you've dated wear. Like style yeah, doesn't always...
What could you possibly wear to complement these gold, tacky, gaudy-ass sneakers?
Gold sneakers?
Like Rex Kwando muscle pants?
A Brock Purdy jersey.
Right?
How do those, what goes with gold? I mean,
I
right?
don't know. I mean, they look like something the Homelander, again, a superhero would wear. And Danny G, I got to ask you. Danny G grew up in the mean streets of L.A. Joel, you grew up in the mean streets of Detroit. Can you see anybody wearing these things for real?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but flip
but
it. Yeah, I think you guys are full of it. Because if they, let's say it wasn't Trump's, you're now you do have to add the element of politics. Because if these were the new gold, like you said, like Travis Scott's or something.
Right.
Then people would be like, oh, they're hot. I need them. I just think it's going to be a political statement. Someone's going to wear them as their support of the Donald.
Right. I mean, because sneakers, again, whether you supported, because Kanye West is very polarizing too. And people were still wearing Yeezys. You know what I mean? A lot of people were like, hey, maybe you shouldn't because he said this about that.
Well, can you separate? Here's a question.
If you had a hot pair, you still wore.
Can you separate the sneaker and the person?
Yes.
Or I don't know, because in this case, I think people are looking at it as like, well, it's funding Donald Trump. So
when it comes to sneakers, yes.
If you like Donald Trump,
it's all about are they hard to get.
If you like Trump, yes. I think if you don't support Trump, I don't think people are going to rock these because, again, it seems like it's very linked to his campaign. Now,
and by the way, Rich, it's all about, in today's world especially, the clout chasing, having something that captures your attention. These things do, I'll give it this. If someone was wearing them, they would stand out. You cannot miss these things.
Like, there's a guy that works here that always has good sneaker game. The guy that does production, Vito.
Yeah.
Like, if Vito rocked the new Trump, you'd be like, oh, Vito, look at those.
Like, maybe it takes that one person to really change your perception. Like, oh, yeah, maybe they are cool. I don't know. So
I think they would stand out in the wrong way, though, because first glance at him, it looks like our friend Rob Parker from The Odd Couple went into TJ Maxx or Marshall's like he loves to do, got a size 12 off the clearance rack, and then gold spray painted them.
Yeah, yes. It looks like someone spray painted some random Jeep or sneaker. So based on that, now we're going to shift and take your phone calls and feedback. 877-99 on Fox. There's also the Red Waves, the POTUS 45s, more of like a Skecher-looking version of these. I also pose another question that our buddy Sebastian Maniscalco brought up with Rich Eisen about a week ago.
Take
Could
a listen.
Could you ever be too old for Jordans?
What age is too old to be wearing Jordans? This is the reason I ask. I have a pair of Jordans,
yes,
and I don't know if I could pull them off just because of the age. Okay. I'm just saying the Jordan shoe in general.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
What do you think is the cutoff? What would you do?
I'm going to say after 40.
Now, we've debated this, Rich, and I think a lot of the feedback was based on, well, yeah, you guys aren't that old. I don't want to date myself, but I'm over 40, okay? And I feel like you can't be too old for the classics, as simple as that. And we made a rule, the classics being Jordans, especially the Jordan 1s, Chuck Taylors, Shell Toes, Air Force 1s, and if you're a West Coast beachy kind of guy, Vans for sure, right? So you can never be too old for the classics, but there's a lot of questions posed when we discuss these things, Rich. Our buddy Rocket Dog says, well, for years, the Covino and Rich Show has said, like, you shouldn't try to look young. It's like, are you trying to look young if you're wearing shoes from your era? Think about that. And he says, it's going to look weird seeing a 67-year-old guy wearing Jordans someday. And it's like, well, only because we've never seen it. We used to say that about rap music and the hip-hop culture. It's going to be weird when you see an older guy doing the robot or wearing, or you know, singing N.W.A. But you know what? You're starting to see that now.
Yeah, you have rappers and producers well over 50 years old, and they're still rocking crowds.
Exactly. And it's just because we've never seen. It's a different old guy.
I hate to break it to everyone, but hip-hop from the 80s and early 90s is like 30, 40 years old now. So
think about that. Are you too old for Jordans, the Trumps, the sneakers, his President's Day, is Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick?
Let's say what's up to Corey in Iowa. What's going on, man? CNR in for Dan. What's
up? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Happy President's Day. Great show. Love the discussion.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was going to say you guys just hit on it, but yeah, there are three different kind of styles. I like the POTUS 45, especially, you know, the fresh white knit. Those look more like an Adidas. I wouldn't say Skechers, but
okay.
Own, but yeah.
I say this respectfully, Corey. I appreciate you. Are you serious, though?
Well, I agree. Okay. What Spot showed me. If you didn't tell me they were Trumps, those just look like running sneakers with a little Trump logo on them.
All right, I got to see them.
The gold ones look like a Halloween costume.
Yeah, you're right. They're not as bad at all. They look like,
They look like K-Swiss.
Yeah, they do
all
a
white,
little
though,
bit.
Right?
Yeah, all white. We got to stop pretending like all the shoes we wear. I'm not saying go out and get a pair of Trumps today, but let's not all pretend like the shoes we wear are all like good looking, like. There's a lot of people that wear Crocs all the time.
Kids wear Crocs.
So, I mean, like, let's keep things in perspective.
We never thought that would be a thing.
I don't like the New Balance shoes that youngsters are wearing right now. They're ugly to me.
Yeah, the New Balance shoes that we make fun of dads mowing their lawn in are now sort of back in the mix for kids.
All right, let me ask you this. What's more ridiculous? Kids wearing Crocs and slides or someone wearing these? I'm going Crocs, so I agree with you. I agree with you. The fact that people are willing to wear in public, you know, a rubber shoe. Shaped like a moccasin, shaped like a clog, I should say. Looks like Swiss cheese. We know the deal. It's the ugliest thing that ever was. I don't care how comfortable it is. You should be embarrassed wearing that shoe.
With SpongeBob pins attached to the plastic shoes.
With flair on it.
Davina, what kind of shoes does your father wear?
My dad, that's a great question, Joel. I've never seen my dad in sneakers, maybe since like the early 80s.
I bet you these Trumps are on his wish list, though.
Hey, I'll tell you
Trump,
what.
Trump.
I'll tell you what. I like those new Trump sneakers.
Well, Dad, I'm not
I think everyone's dad wants the Trump sneakers.
I still haven't looked them up on the GOAT app. My dad wears like old guy sneakers. He wears the Biden slide-ins. He wears he wears like quality old guy shoes. He wears like Rockports now. So, you know, for comfort reasons. So it's basically like your basic shoe. Like comfortable shoe.
Yeah, this was the first year, Danny G, I got what I call an old guy shoe.
Like Brooks.
Well, you know what? To mix in.
Yeah, but you're not wearing to an event. Make that clear.
When we were at the Super Bowl, I had a rotation of some Jordans and some sweet new sneakers I got. But last year, I had the 40-year-old guy ailment. You hit 40, all of a sudden things start happening. I got plantar fasciitis, like my foot was bothering me for a while. I bought a pair of Brooks sneakers at like DSW across the street. I'm like, oh no, is this the beginning of something? Yeah, you can't let yourself fall down the path of I only wear comfortable sneakers because that comes with a guarantee. Like no ass for the rest of your life guaranteed.
booty for the rest of your life guarantee.
So I don't know. Your thoughts? Let's go to our buddy Sean in Sacktown. Sean. Are you rocking these new gold Trumps?
And could you ever be too old for Jordans? It's a double doozy.
First of all, happy Valentine's Day, papitos. man, you guys are rocking it. Glad to hear you guys on the Dan Patrick trifecta. But no, man, nobody in their right mind. First of all, we all know which constituent Trump is playing through. There's a reason why there's 1,000 and why they're all sold out. Same people that were supporting those ugly-ass hats that he put out there 4 or 5 years ago. But as far as the Jordans question, man, I don't think you could ever be too old for Jordans as long as you're rocking it the right way. All black, black and red. Don't venture down that pink or super high green. Leave that for the kiddos. I feel like y'all did it right in the Super Bowl. I've seen you guys rocking the ones, very fresh with the tapered jeans. You guys did it the right way.
Thank you.
And one more thing, Covino, man, I'm going to need you to help me fill out my work incidentals next time I travel out there. $700 pair of Yeezys on the work budget, that is
yo, my Oreos are mint though, dude. I love those. I've never worn them.
That was genius.
I bought them in 2018. I've never worn them.
That's funny.
Yeah, I still got those Yeezy Oreos. And you're right. When they first came out, when the Yeezys were fresh to our eyes, we were like, these are ugly. So maybe that's just our first reaction to these Trump sneakers.
No wonder the Disney company's gone broke.
Yeah, exactly, right? No wonder, because I was buying ridiculous Yeezys.
You know what I love, though? Is Covina skipped over, Rich skipped over something when he said he took two pair of shoes to the Super Bowl. He had one pair, and then he had the super, super, super cool pair. I love to hear his mind when he was packing.
I made sure I'm going to take these. I packed three.
By the way, it's on Tuesday.
It's the only time Rich is packing, just for the record.
Thank you. That's good. But I did rock. Like,
I'm going to wear these the press day.
I did wear, I rotated three pair of Jordan throughout events and different things. But I did rock my comfy, your comfy kick arounds. But you can't only have comfy kick arounds.
No, you got to rock it right. And I appreciate the call, because I do agree, again, based on Sebastian's discussion, Sebastian Maniscalco, our old pal, aren't you embarrassed? Why would you do that? I do agree that the more colorful they are sometimes, they're harder to pull off as you get older. But I think it's all about vibe at that point. It's not about, are you too old? Could you ever be too old for Jordans? He said the cutoff is 40. Covino and Rich here, we disagree respectfully. I think it's about the vibe. Are you able to pull that off? Are you that type of dude?
Oh, yeah.
If you have no confidence wearing these things, then yeah, it's going to look weird.
You know, in sports, they always say, forget analytics. Sometimes you just got to do the eye test. Sometimes you just got to play with your gut. Forget what they say this guy does against lefties. Forget, what this defense alignment. Sometimes you got to play with your gut. I'm tying sports into this style question, because I think you could look at someone and be like, all right, what type of cut jeans do they wear? Do they look like an old ass guy? Do they look relatively in style? I think you could rock a pair of Jordans for as long as you don't look weird. You can't be wearing some 30-year-old pair of jeans and be like, well, I can wear Jordans with that.
And again, it's not trying to look young, because they came out in 1985. Danny G, you made a great point. It's not about, and this was off the air, and on our show, we actually discussed this a little bit. You said that if we were trying to rock a shoe that came out now, then yeah, you're trying to look young. But this came out, and this is our thing.
Jordans, we started Jordans, all right? So that's for us, and the kids caught onto that. Now, if you're going to try to rock something that kids started right now and are trending, then it looks like maybe you're trying a little bit too hard. But take this. Michael Jordan is 61 years old. So are you saying he can't wear his own sneakers?
Yeah.
And he just had a birthday 2 days ago. So happy belated to MJ.
Exactly. Now, and you know, that poses, this is actually a three-pronged doozy. Because when you think about the...
Adding another layer to the question?
No, seriously. Because when you think about the Trump never surrenders and the red waves and the POTUS 45s, and you see that Trump logo where he's slam dunking in the Air Trumpies, and you think about the question, could you ever be too old for Jordans? We say no, by the way, because a classic never gets old. It's like watching Back to the Future. It still stands the test of time because it's a classic.
Is it the Trump logo, though, his back swinging golf with his belly hanging a little bit?
you need the belly hang, which, by the way, that's a Photoshop.
It's the belly hang with the golf backswing. That's the Trump. That's the Air Trump logo.
We pose another question. Even though the Jordan's a classic, hey, maybe the Never Surrender is a future classic. Isn't it time for the next shoe?
Yeah, we talked about this while we were,
85. I was in fifth grade. I'll never forget the first time I saw Jordans. I got a pair because I loved them. I was like, what are those? I need those. It's been since 85, and we're still rocking Air Jordan 1s. And, of course, there's plenty of other legendary versions of them. But
yeah, but there hasn't been, like, I remember for a minute. Yeah, of course, there were Kobe's. I just saw an article about the most worn sneakers in the NBA now. Kevin Durant, there's some Paul George's. But I'm talking about a shoe that every younger person, like if you got kids or nieces or nephews, there has not been a shoe. I mean,
if it's the Croc, we're in trouble, man.
Since the old school Jordans, there hasn't been a major buzz. Do you remember when Zion ripped through the shoe and you're like, yo, when he comes out with a shoe and Nike revamps, that's going to be the one? Didn't seem like it really materialized, right?
I don't think so. I mean, you also have to ask yourself then, well, who's the next Jordan? And we've seen several players since then that were, quote unquote, the next Jordan.
I don't even think
from
it needs
Kobe
to be
LeBron, but they haven't had a shoe to that level.
The Mamba, I get it, but I'm saying I don't think it needs to be a player that elite. I'm just saying it could be a cool sneaker.
I mean, then I'll say Travis Scott. What he puts out is always hot. And again, that's part of the shift, I think, too. It's like, well, you don't even need to be an athlete.
I thought it was cool
to
have that. Travis Scott, the fact that he teamed up with John McEnroe
recently, and again, he has a version of the Jordans that are hard to get. They're like $1,500 to get those now. So anyway, we post three questions. Who's wearing these Trump things? Would you buy them? Is anyone going to wear them? Could you be too old for Jordans? And what's the next shoe? What's the next one? Yeah. There's got to be something.
Any of those questions up for debate at 877-99 on Fox. We got more Covino and Rich. We're going to talk some NBA All-Star Weekend. Of course, can't stop talking about NFL just because it's over. Everyone wants to talk some football. So we'll get to all that coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Always a pleasure to be here. Again, I'm Steve Covino. That's Rich. We got Danny G super producing, 877-99 on Fox. It's always a pleasure to hang with Joel. Joel lets us use Dan Patrick's xylophone, so we appreciate that.
Did Joel just play some Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
How did we move past that? Super Bowl's over?
Past it?
She's coming out with a new shoe.
Past it? You haven't seen the Air Swifty?
The Air Force Swifty.
And, of course, spot us here on our videos. Everything at Covino and Rich at Fox Sports Radio. If you want to chime in on these sneakers and could you be too old for a Jordan, we say no. Colors matter, though. Colin Gillis hit us up, too, on social media. He says, you know, the older you get, you should probably stick with the basic colors. And, honestly, I've always been that way anyway. I've never been too flashy with my colors. But you can't be too old. We just haven't seen it yet. We haven't seen 70-year-olds wearing Jordans. But like we said, Jordan's in his 60s. He can't wear his own shoe. Of course he can. And so could you, because we grew up with those. That's our era. You're not trying to be young. You're wearing something that you're comfortable with. So we move on, and we wish you a happy President's Day and good luck trying to get those new Trump Never Surrenders. They're sold out. And we have NBA to talk about. We have NFL to talk about and more nonsense. We're the worldwide leaders of nonsense.
Get some Ronald Reagan shoes. Some nice loafers.
Those are hard to get, man.
The Reagans?
Those are hard to get. And by the way, I did search the GOAT app to find these Trump ones because you can't. They're sold out. I can't find them. They're not on eBay or anything.
No, I doubt they're even there yet.
Yeah.
Because these are new.
No, yeah.
We brought up Taylor Swift. Let me just mention one thing because I feel like we exhausted any Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce conversation during this football season. But
it was hard to avoid.
It was.
I mean, come on.
There's that question going around of, should Taylor Swift get a Super Bowl ring? And it is interesting because she did absolutely nothing but support her man. But then again, like the camera guy, the grounds crew, the concession people.
Yeah, but they're part of the organization.
Yeah, but think of the money. And
she's done a lot for the NFL. I get it.
The money and attention and vibe she brought to Kansas City, all the merch and everything. She contributed quite a bit. I'm not saying she deserves a ring, but that was a debate.
It became such a story. New York Football Giants tight end Darren Waller was like, no way, that's for staff and staff only. She doesn't deserve a ring. Maybe a replica, that'd be fine. He said, I'd be cool with that. Like, it is a story that people are talking about.
If I was Darren Waller or anyone, if my thought was something anti-Taylor Swift, I would just not say it.
True. I mean,
that's all you need nowadays.
I mean, I agree with him, though.
Is millions of like teens and 20-year-old women going after you.
I agree with him.
She earned the Super Bowl. She could do the halftime now. We could throw that.
You think she's earned it? She would decline it. She's too big for the Super Bowl halftime show.
You brought up cameramen and staff, and they get rings. They don't get the same ring as the players. They get a different version of.
Oh, thank you for that one.
The ring.
Why? Like we had a buddy.
She's not on the team.
Right, we had a buddy that
she's not for the organization.
Our buddy Brian did.
You're gonna
give
all
work.
The wives and girlfriends, and she's only been there. Like, what a diss to Brittany Mahomes. Did anyone give her a ring? I mean, if they did, then you got a point here. But she's the only one that gets one. That's not fair. And I know she's
life
brought a lot
fair,
of
bro.
Eyes.
Life
I get
ain't,
it.
Life ain't fair.
Yeah,
we had a buddy that works for the Yankees. He would do the camera work. He got a World Series ring in 2009.
Not the same as the players.
Yeah, so give her that one. Give her you helped out. High five.
Replica.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's not a replica. It's
fans get replicas on like a certain game day.
That's what I'm saying. Replica.
Stop it.
What do you mean? This guy thinks Taylor Swift deserves a Super Bowl ring?
No, I'm just saying, like, she could buy a ring she could buy her own Super Bowl ring. What does it matter? Who cares? Why am I even
fighting
this?
Somebody should put a ring
because,
on
Because, can I tell you what, I care? Let me tell you,
there's a lot of value in Justin rings, Rich.
I 0.0 care about this. I'm just giving you my opinion. I honestly, you could sway my opinion because it's so meaningless to me. Who cares if Taylor Swift has a ring?
I don't know, people that have given their life to football and fight for that ring, I don't think that's fair.
And by the way, does Justin really make those rings?
Yes. Yeah. The same ones that made your high school
rings. I thought they only made high school rings.
I mean, there's a few, but Justin is one of the league leaders. They make all those championship rings.
Can you choose what you get on the side of your Super Bowl ring?
Yeah, a trumpet and a baseball bat.
And a football.
What did you get on your high school ring? Do you remember?
Yeah.
I remember spending a couple
baseball
hundred,
and football.
I remember having a couple hundred dollars spent on a high school ring that I never wore, and I'm not even quite sure it exists anymore.
All right. Well, your thoughts and more. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick on Fox Sports Radio.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.